In Western Washington, we have plenty of spiders, butterflies, and those little bugs that walk on the surface of water. Those are cool. But there are two well-known insects who don't live here in big numbers, and a KUOW listener wants to know why.
Hi, my name is Tom Miller, and I have this question. I'm a transplant from Minnesota, and I'd like to know why there aren't more mosquitoes and fireflies out in Seattle and Washington.
Tom, we're going to get you an answer. Thanks to University of Washington entomology professor Patrick Tobin. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So there's Tom asking about fireflies and mosquitoes. Let's start with the bugs that bite us.
Mm-hmm.
Tom said he was really surprised we don't have more mosquitoes here.
I associate these things with standing water, right? They lay their eggs, or at least that was the story back in the Midwest. They lay their eggs and, you know, water comes up, they hatch. So I'm thinking, well, with all the rain we have out here and with the Puget Sound, I mean, there's certainly got to be more water here than anywhere in Minneapolis. And yet, you know, there's no mosquitoes.
Right. Professor, why aren't there more mosquitoes in moist Western Washington?
Yes, a very good question. And, you know, obviously we do have some mosquitoes here. Anybody who's been barbecuing at night knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about our rainy season, when do we get the rains? We get our rainy season primarily in the fall, late fall in the winter and early spring. And those are not good times for insects to be reproducing.
Too cool.
Most insects sort of pass the winter in kind of a hibernation type state, sort of like what we call a diapause. So it's the summer where insects are most, or all insects, including mosquitoes, are most prolific. And this summer has been a little bit unusual with the lack of rain, but very little rain is common in most summers in Seattle. In addition to that, if you think about standing water, that's exactly where they like to breed. A lot of our water sources here in Western Washington are not exactly standing. We have some pretty fast-moving streams or just streams that move in general.
What about Lake Union, Lake Washington?
That's a good question. That is a nice freshwater lake. Those are good spots. It's too deep in most of the lake, but certainly on the shallow ends near the shoreline, they probably are reproducing populations of mosquitoes. Fortunately, the water is also kind of cool, which will slow down their development. So another reason why we may not have as many as other places, and Florida is a good example of mosquitoes. A mosquito in Florida, for example, can go from egg to adult in maybe 7 days. Whereas here, now, once again, this summer has been a little bit unusual in terms of the heat, but most of our temperatures in summer, it can take almost a full month for a mosquito to go through that same life cycle. So we just have fewer generations than they have in other places. We have fewer places where there is standing water because we typically have less precipitation during summer.
And when it does come down, it sometimes comes down lightly.
Not a big standing puddle left over. Absolutely. In fact, the primary source I always feel like for mosquito populations in urban environments are bird baths. Those are great places to.
Right.
I have yet to see a single bird bath anywhere. In the summer, regardless of where I live, that didn't have mosquito larvae floating around in it.
How cruel to give the mosquitoes their best home right next to a bird that wants to eat them.
Well, I think in most cases, the birds are probably not eating them. Mosquito larvae are pretty tiny. I don't think they would make that much of a meal.
Okay.
And the bird probably just wants to do their thing and move on.
Okay.
They're looking for fat caterpillars.
True. I'm talking with University of Washington entomology professor Patrick Tobin, talking mosquitoes, but now let's move on to the other bug that our listener Tom wants to know about.
So I was just in Minnesota this past weekend, and there were fireflies outside in the backyard at this friend's house I was staying at, and we were talking about that. I said, I haven't seen one of those ever. In Washington, in Seattle. Not once.
Yeah, me neither. Haven't seen them since I was a kid. Why not?
Yeah, very good question. As someone who have spent most of my life living in the East, I can say the fireflies are quite spectacular. Now, turns out we actually do have fireflies in the Western United States, but the ones we have don't produce the light.
Wait a minute. A firefly that doesn't produce light?
I know.
Isn't that the one thing, the qualifying feature? To be a firefly.
You would think so, but they're also not flies. They're actually beetles.
Fair.
Maybe they're not well named. But there are several, there's over 2,000 species of fireflies or lightning beetles, lightning bugs, however you want to call them. A number of them do produce light. And the reason why they do it is to find a mate. In the species that we have here, we have a combination of daytime flyers that don't use light to find a mate, and we also have species that have use other type of cues to find a potential mate. They just have, for whatever reason, I don't know the answer to this question, but for whatever reason, the species that we have here have not evolved that strategy to find a mate, with the exception of a few species that have been recorded in Oregon.
Okay. So we have some. I'm not going to call them fireflies, though. I'm going to call them underperforming beetles who could be fireflies if they had just put out the effort.
So they're in the family called Lampyridae. So we could call them Lampyrids that
okay,
don't light
with
up.
With no lamp.
With no lamp. That's a good one.
Okay. I've heard that fireflies are declining even in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Very good question. A big part of it has to do with habitat loss. Another huge problem, particularly in the East for crepuscular, the dust flying and the nighttime flying, is light pollution.
Oh, it's too light for them?
It's particularly in dusk when it's already not exactly fully dark anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're flashing to find a mate. And if light pollution is interfering with the ability for a male or a female to see that flash pattern, they don't find each other.
They're crying out for company and their mates can't see their light? That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It is. It is very sad. And to sort of follow up with that sadness, there's actually a particular species of fireflies where the females will mimic the flash of a mate for the sole purpose of luring that male in to eat him. So
come on.
No, it's awful. We call them the femme fatale fireflies.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, light pollution is a major factor in their decline. So the fact that we don't have light-producing fireflies in a city like Seattle, which is, there's a fair bit of light pollution here in the city, that actually could be a benefit to the populations we have here. And we still got to deal with habitat loss, right? We deal with that anywhere, but at least we have one less concern.
Right. Are you sad that there aren't fireflies you can watch? I mean, you're a professional entomologist. And you can't see fireflies here.
Yeah, so my wife and I went to graduate school at Penn State, and instead of living close to campus, we found this wonderful farmhouse that was built in about 1805 in the middle of nowhere. It was almost as if we could have been in the witness protection program.
Uh-huh.
And the only neighbor we had a dairy farm, and that was basically it. Our neighbors were 160 cattle, or cows, I should say. And but because it was so isolated in the middle of nowhere, there was absolutely no light pollution to speak of other than maybe a porch lamp coming from our neighbor's house or our house. So that pitch darkness, particularly in summer, just facilitated seeing these fireflies that come out. And it was I remember when my wife's father, who was from Anchorage, Alaska, came out to visit us. He just had never seen such a sight. This constant flashing of fireflies that were just, it was just spectacular. But I do miss them, but, you know, seeing Mount Rainier during the summer is pretty spectacular too.
Good trade-off?
Good trade-off.
All right. So a little sadness. And you feel sad about the lack of mosquitoes, I assume.
Oh, I feel awful about it. You know, I really wish there were more biting me.
If only. Patrick Tobin is a professor of entomology at University of Washington, and now listener Tom has his answers, why so few mosquitoes and fireflies. Thanks so much, Professor.
Great. Thank you for having me, Bill.
And you can submit your own local wonder question. We're tweeting out a link right now at KUOW.